Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we are talking about Elon's comments on a Tesla RoboVan. We've also got news on the Cybertruck, an update on Tesla's plans with Indonesia. We've got another video from Monroe on their teardown of the 4680 Model Y, some news on Tesla Solar, and more. Nice day for Tesla stock and many other EV stocks today, with Tesla closing up 5.5% to $733.63, while the NASDAQ was up 2.3% on the day. All right, so the big Tesla news today stemming from a series of tweets from Elon throughout the day about a possible Tesla RoboVan. He tweeted this morning that maybe Tesla should make a highly configurable RoboVan for people in cargo. And then when Tesla owner Silicon Valley said that there is definitely a need for something bigger than the Model X, and if this is possible, Elon just replied with a winking emoji. So I wouldn't go as far as saying this is a rhetorical question from Elon, but oftentimes Elon likes to tweet a question when I think he understands what the answer is going to be. I definitely think that is the case here. People are going to be excited about it, especially because a van is one of the few major categories that Tesla's current vehicles or announced vehicles haven't really covered yet. It's a little bit challenging to get exact market share figures for vans, as it can be split between retail and commercial. Sometimes that stuff isn't always clear, so probably the best comparison to make would just be with the Ford Transit. They sell 100,000 to 150,000 of those per year in the United States. I don't have international figures, maybe that ends up doubling it, but I think if you're talking about a Tesla van, something in the ballpark of 200,000 per year, I think makes sense. When you put that up against volume for a Model 3 or a Model Y, it's pretty clear why Tesla hasn't made a van yet, even though they could definitely make a compelling product in that segment. In some follow-up tweets, Elon shared a little bit more about what that product could eventually look like. He said that maybe there could be an optional solar power canopy that extends, potentially tripling the roof area. Elon has talked about things like that before with other products, and then earlier this week or last week, we also saw this little prototype that had an extending solar canopy, and there were some rumors that maybe that was a Tesla concept because there's a Tesla badge on it. I'm not sure if it is a Tesla concept. That's why we hadn't talked about it yet. It doesn't really look like something Tesla would make to me, but Elon did reply to a tweet about this, saying pretty much a van would have more roof height so you could stand or sit under it for shade. So who knows how serious Elon is with this or why he is choosing today to bring this up and tweet about it. But there's been plenty of discussion and speculation on a possible Tesla van for many years now. Of course, after the Cybertruck was unveiled, a lot of people hoping for a cyber van. We've seen plenty of mock-ups of those, and Elon today even replied to one on Twitter, which as a concept, I think personally looks really solid. And Elon said, "Not bad. It is high time that the future looked like the future. Same goes for fashion." So maybe some hints there of what Elon is thinking for a potential product here. We've also seen renderings from the Boring Company of high passenger occupancy vehicles. And that kind of brings us all the way back to the start of what this segment has been for Tesla. And that was in Master Plan Part 2, when Elon wrote that in addition to consumer vehicles, there are two other types of electric vehicles needed: heavy duty trucks and high passenger density urban transport. This was back in 2016, and Elon had said at the time that both of those were in development by Tesla and should be unveiled the following year. Then he went on to explain that with autonomy, a full-size bus probably doesn't make a ton of sense. So this kind of then became known on the roadmap as the Tesla minibus, but obviously that vehicle was never really unveiled, and Elon the following year said that, quote, "I don't know if the bus thing really makes sense in the shared fully autonomous environment. If it costs less than a bus ticket to make use of a shared autonomy fleet to go wherever you want, point to point, well, why don't you just use that? So I don't know," end quote. Fast forward another year, and Elon got into a Twitter conversation, which ended up with him saying that maybe it would be interesting to work with Daimler and Mercedes on an electric Sprinter van. That's a great van. We will inquire. Someone else suggested, better yet, Tesla goes ahead and makes its own Sprinter van. Elon said okay, and then added that they have a lot on their plate, so it's either a van gets gliders, no battery powertrain or compute tech from Daimler, and Tesla can produce it sooner or do it all and produce later. Not a big difference to total vehicles produced either way. Priority list is Model Y, solar roof tiles, pickup, semi, roadster. All right, so 3.5-4 years ago, some sort of van on the roadmap. Seems unlikely at this point that anything would materialize with Daimler, but Tesla could have been working on their ideas for a van for quite some time now. This then resurfaced on the Q4 2020 call in early 2021. Elon was asked about those comments back in 2018, and he said, quote, "I think Tesla is definitely going to make an electric van at some point. The thing to bear in mind is that there is fundamentally a constraint on battery cell output," end quote. And then that continued into Elon talking about how difficult production is. So I think that's kind of the last time that we heard about it. And then bring us back to today, Elon talking about this being a robo van for people and cargo, which to me sounds like kind of a merger between these various things that have filled this history in the segment, whether that's called a minibus or a van, whatever the case may be. The other question that RoboVan specifically brings to mind is if this would be the dedicated robotaxi that Elon has been talking about since the Cyber Rodeo. But I think we can answer that with a no, because Tesla has talked about how efficiency-focused that dedicated robotaxi would be, and I'm not sure a van falls into that category from a design perspective to a consumption perspective, unless you're counting on it having high occupancy for a high percentage of the time, which based on Elon's own comments about the minibus maybe not even making sense, I don't think would be something that Tesla would plan for. That being said, I think Tesla has probably designed this as a dedicated robotaxi too. It's just my best guess that this was not the vehicle that Elon was referring to when he mentioned it at Cyber Rodeo. So anyway, after going through all the history, all the back and forth on this minibus, this van, plus where we're at in the current roadmap with still having the Semi, the Cybertruck, the Roadster, all yet to come, I'm personally not expecting a van until, I don't know, maybe 2025 at the earliest. Maybe Tesla could unveil something next year. And maybe they'll unveil this other dedicated robotaxi alongside a robovan and just kind of show their vision for what an autonomous fleet might be comprised of. As I mentioned before, we're getting into a very interesting period here in Tesla's growth because we're going to start to bump up against needing other products in the pipeline to continue Tesla's growth. But Tesla not wanting to build any more vehicles that are not fully autonomous, because if they solve autonomy, well, why would they do that? Doesn't make a lot of sense. But then to keep growing, well, they have to solve autonomy. So it's going to be tricky for Tesla to navigate if they can't solve autonomy on the timeline that they want to. I think we're already seeing hints of those things bump up against each other, but I think especially heading into next year, that accelerates as people start to look to Tesla for what the next products are going to be. So whatever the case may be, whatever's going on with this van, Elon did tweet out tonight that he is super fired up for future product developments with our awesome Tesla team. Such an honor to work with them. All right, next we've got a possible update on the Cybertruck, of course, from the Tesla owner Silicon Valley interview. We had heard Elon say that Cybertruck production was roughly in 12 months from now. Now TeslaMag.de is reporting that they have some information that some suppliers have been given orders for equipment to be operational at the Gigafactory in Texas in July of 2023 for the Cybertruck. They report that these systems are for Cybertruck drives, and apparently the capacity would be sufficient for around 750,000 drives per year. Now, I don't know exactly what they would mean by Cybertruck drives, if that would be motors, if that would be entire drive units, but based on Elon's previous comment about the Cybertruck being roughly a quarter million a year, probably safest to assume that more than one of these parts would be going in each Cybertruck, which would quickly get things back into the ballpark of what Elon had previously said. So if that is the case, none of this really changes what we have previously heard, but good to have some possible supporting evidence. All right, next up, we've got a new video from Monroe in their ongoing teardown of the 4680 Model Y. This time they are looking at the front, checking out the new front casting, some of the updates that Tesla has made since they last looked at a Model Y. I think this one can be easily summed up by Tesla continues to make small improvements over time. They walked through a number of small changes that they noticed, like one example was the wiring for the heat pump that changed. Some stamp pieces in the front, separate from the front casting, have changed from steel to aluminum. Just a lot of little changes that make small improvements, even if it's not to the part itself, to the installation process. Just good concrete examples of the continuous innovation that is really the ethos of Tesla. All right, next we've got an update on Tesla and Indonesia. It's been a while since we have talked about this, but CNBC yesterday interviewed Indonesian President Joko Widodo. They asked about the status of Tesla in Indonesia, and just to paraphrase his answer, he said that Tesla had sent 6 people 6 weeks ago to check into nickel in the country, but he mentioned that the car-related team has not yet come. He thinks that probably in the near future, Elon will send a team to see what the potential is, so there is no decision yet. So I know there had been some reporting that there was some sort of finalized deal. I think we had already clarified that that was not the case, but good to have a direct status update on that. All right, next up, we've got a very interesting update on Tesla Solar from Electrek. They say that they have learned that Tesla this quarter, Tesla's U.S. residential solar division had the best quarter for solar installations since 2017, which was after the SolarCity acquisition. They say that a source familiar with the matter confirmed that Tesla had deployed 71.5 megawatts of U.S. residential solar in the quarter. Now, I don't know if they mean the best since any quarter in 2017 or the best since the best quarter in 2017. There's a large discrepancy there from 150 megawatts down to 87 megawatts. That's a spread from Q1 17 to Q4 17. And remember, that's global installs versus here we're talking about US residential. So US commercial, any international stuff would be separate. And add to that 71 megawatts that Electrek is reporting here. But we're probably more in the ballpark of that 87 megawatts versus the 150 that Tesla used to be at, and since then they've been in that range for quite a few quarters. So we'll see how this shakes out, but this is definitely good news. In Q1, Tesla was down to 48 megawatts globally, That was a bad quarter, but this would already be up 50% quarter over quarter before including some of those other divisions. So great to see not only the downtrend not continue, but such a sharp reversal. Last year in total, Tesla was at 85 megawatts in Q2, so maybe a shot at year-over-year growth as well. The other really interesting part of this report is that Electrek apparently has gotten some information on the number of solar roofs Tesla deployed in the second quarter. They say that it came to 2.5 megawatts. So they estimate if each roof was 8 kilowatts on average, that would be about 300 houses or about 23 roofs per week. So that's definitely a disappointment, far cry from what Tesla had hoped to achieve by this point in time. It is just one quarter of data. There certainly could be supply constraints, but that is a pretty low rate. The other thing to consider here is that if solar roofs are such a low percentage of solar installed, that would mean the cost structure here on the solar roof is probably a lot worse than what we have been expecting, because we have seen Tesla's entire energy margin basically collapse with the introduction of the solar roof, and that has been the seemingly primary factor of that. If it is such a small part of the revenue mix, it has to be very, very negative in terms of gross margins to bring that energy margin down to neutral or negative. Now, obviously, one of the things driving that lower margin would be low volume, but I do think that would still be a concern. Unfortunately, just based on this one data point, we don't have probably enough to really figure that out, but maybe we'll get a little bit of a clue with the energy margin that we see for the second quarter, and then also what Tesla has to say about that energy margin in the 10Q filing. So some good, some not so good, but very interesting stuff there with Tesla Solar. All right, last item for today, we've got an update on SpaceX. They have announced Starlink Maritime. This shortly following the FCC approval for use on vehicles in motion. This will allow Starlink to be used on boats, and SpaceX is going to be charging a one-time hardware cost of $10,000 for two high-performance terminals and a $5,000 per month subscription fee. So it's very expensive, but Elon did explain this on Twitter, the differences between this and normal Starlink. He said it's dual high-performance terminals, which are important for maintaining the connection in choppy seas and heavy storms. Obviously still premium pricing, but way cheaper and faster than alternatives. He says SpaceX was paying $150,000 per month for a much worse connection on their ships. He also says that being ruggedized for relentless salt spray and extreme winds and storms in deep ocean is not easy. So definitely expensive, but if it's coming down from $150,000 per month, even if that's not necessarily an apples-to-apples comparison, sounds like this could be a no-brainer for some of these use cases. All right, so that is where we'll leave it for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, July 8th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.